It's been 8 weeks since a jury convicted Catherine Kealoha on a series of federal felonies. It all started with an attempt to frame her uncle for stealing her mailbox. But that uncle, Gerard Puana, and his mother, Florence, still appear to face a steep price in a civil case, owing hundreds of thousands of dollars to Catherine Kealoha. Civil Beat reporter Nick Gruby has been following this story. And Nick, as you join us on the line, you captured the sense of this really for a lot of folks in your headline, a quote from Puana's attorney, a real injustice.
Hi, Bill. Yeah, thanks for having me on. And when the Puanas talk about what's going on with this civil case, the feelings are still really raw for them because despite the fact that the federal government seems to have proven beyond a reasonable doubt that Catherine Kealoha had built them out of money and then tried to frame Gerard Puana and have her grandmother declared legally incompetent during their criminal trial, they still somehow lost this civil case a few years before. Now, the federal government, of course, says that that was the result of a lot of false testimony and witness tampering and other issues that came up during that trial, but the fact of the matter, it still remains that they lost, the Puanas lost, and they still owe hundreds of thousands of dollars to Catherine Kealoha.
And so at this point, again, I know, Nick, you've followed every twist and turn of these proceedings long before it got to the trial stage, but for folks who have not been following every twist and turn, there's sort of an element of disbelief of how can that be? And then that's followed by the idea of what is it that they can do or that they're trying to do now to change that situation?
Well, getting to the first part of that question, how could this have happened? I think we have to go back to when this civil trial occurred, and that was in early 2015. At that point, there wasn't a lot of information that had been out there about the alleged frame job of Gerard Puana. Only a couple of news outlets had reported it this time. It came on the heels of a mistrial in the criminal case against Gerard Puana. And I think it was just a completely separate jury who was hearing these facts. And what also occurred in the case was the plaintiffs, in this case, the Puanas and their attorney, Gerald Kirishima, hadn't received all the information that the federal government was able to uncover over the course of years of investigation, such as the fact that the Kealohas had 30-plus bank accounts that the federal government says they were using to transfer money, some of it stolen back and forth between in order to get more loans and commit bank fraud. All of this information had yet to come out at this time. And again, they said that false information was provided by Catherine Kealoha while she was on the witness stand during the case. So when you say, how could this happen? I think that's what the government would argue is how that did happen. And in terms of next steps, you have the Puanas have appealed the verdict in the case, but the appeal that is before the appellate court does not include anything from this criminal trial that we just saw wrap up. So the judges are going to have to make their decisions based off of what's in the record already. Now, Gerald Kirishima, he's also looking at filing a motion to have a new trial in state court, but he still hasn't yet figured out how he's going to do that or when he's going to do that. It's something he's still exploring. Because if the appellate judges do come down and uphold the ruling and that motion is denied, the Puanas are still on the hook for all this money.
Nick Gruby, it is a complicated story. It's an ongoing story. We'll be watching for developments. Nick Gruby will be following developments. You can follow him with his story on this case at civilbeat.org. Nick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate it.